You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Welcome to my house. The house that Ruth built. Except I am Ruth. So welcome on a Tuesday, the 25th day of September, 2018. I remember when I was a kid, I used to think, man, what's it going to be like when 2000 rolls around? Wonder what I'll be doing. I'll be 43. Yeah, shit, that's in the rearview mirror. That's in the rearview mirror, man. Holy smokes. Married, living in North Dakota. With three kids. And another one that hadn't shown up yet. President Trump gonna wow the UN today. Yeah, wish him luck. That never seems to go well. I'm just kidding. I had a little experience over the weekend. It has to do with subscribing to stuff online via your phone. So, there's this really good sports publication out there called the Athletic, right? Costs $5 a month that they make you pay in one shot. So $60 and, for the year, and then you get to read their content. It's all pretty famous sports writers and whatnot. And they do good stuff. So it says try it for a week So I decided I'm going to try it. Now, I don't know about you, but I have more than one Google email account, right? I have a business account. So anyway, I decide on Saturday, I don't want this thing. I haven't read it all week. I looked at it once, and I'm not paying $60 a year for that. So I start looking to try to shut it off. And I can't find how to do it. And it's starting to piss me off. Yeah, it's starting to piss me off. And so I'm looking, and I'm like, I'm so not going to pay for this. So, as it turns out, it was my fault that I couldn't find it. Depending on, like, where you're logged in. Okay, so bear with me now. Depending on where you're logged in. Whatever you subscribe to falls under that. Yeah. And so, so I wasn't logged in under my normal account. It was, so it was under my All Marine Radio account. So I'm looking for it. I can't even find a subscription. And then I see this notice like, and, tomorrow you will be charged, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so I finally figured it out. Yeah. I finally figured it out. Got to go to the VA today. Yep. I've had psoriasis for years. So I'm, the VA is treating me for that. So I got to go to Long Beach VA. Yep. And, so I'll do that. And then, I normally have a fun time at the VA when I go. I see another veterans. Whenever I see Marines, I always say, hey, what's up? What's up, devil? And, it's fun to hang out with them, right? What are you doing here? Oh, and then they'll tell you their story. The other thing is, it's always sobering because, you know, people that have better health care. So if you're a veteran and you have access to better health care from another retirement source or whatnot, you tend not to use the VA. So who's at the VA, right? People that don't have another option. And people whose coverage is free, guys like me. So for 5 years, you're covered. So for me, I'll be covered until I'm eligible for Medicare. I can't believe I just said that live on the radio. How about that? So, yeah. So got that one going for me. 5 years after your off active duty for OIF, OEF vets, you get free medical care through the VA. It's a good deal, yeah? Tell you what, the other good deal is transferring your tuition, your GI Bill, to your kids. It's a 4-year scholarship for somebody with living stipend. So depending on where you're going to school, you can fund the other kid. So if you send the first one to kid on the first kid to school on the West Coast, BAH for sergeants is about $2,200 a month. You make them get a part-time job. You don't let them have that money. You put that into an account, and so $2,200 a month times, right, 36 months. Somebody do the math on that real quick. 70, so let's say $2,200 a month times 36. 36 months is 9 months a year for 4 years. Okay, that's for 36 months. $79,200, not counting interest as it compounds. So you can send a second one to school on a stipend or a third one, depending on where you send them and how much it costs. But easily two, possibly three, just on a single GI Bill. So, again, depending on the cost of tuition. So I think in North Dakota, room and board and it was fairly reasonable, but $6,000 for tuition and $6,000 for room and board a year is about 12. Yeah, it's about $12,000 a year. Now I'm sure it's gone up since then, but so $12,000 times four is $48,000. So number two goes for free. And you know, there's no reason why they can't have a part-time job at school and help out a little bit. And then number four goes and maybe the interest covers that as well. So, yeah, so a couple of GI Bills been tweaked and made very good. Somebody sent me an email last night and said, hey, Mac, are you familiar with Major League Baseball pension? And I said, you know, a little bit. I know it's a good one. And they said, good? Hello? I came across this story on Business Insider, and I thought of you because of your upbringing. And so they sent me a link, Business Insider. Listen to this. It's pretty amazing. And I don't think any of the other sports are close to Major League Baseball. They have probably one of the strongest unions in the country. Major League Baseball earn a pension after 43 days in the major leagues. Okay. you get a pension for the rest of your life from Major League Baseball if you spend 43 days. If you spend 10 years, you're fully vested. Okay, so if you spend one day in Major League Baseball, if you're on a roster for one day, you have health care for the rest of your life. Get your kid's ass down to the park and to the gym, okay? And the story was written in 2011. It's no secret that many NFL players feel underappreciated after they retire, and the health care benefits they receive from the league are less than adequate. Just how much do professional athletes make from the four major league in post-retirement? Here's a look. MLB Major League Baseball players must play 43 days in the majors to earn a minimum $34,000 a year annual pension. Just one day in the major leagues gets them lifetime health care coverage. After 10 years in the big leagues, benefits grow to $100,000 annually. Okay, and that's wrong. It's double that. Okay. National Hockey League. NHL players must participate in 160 games to earn an annual pension of $45,000. So that's 2 years. NBA players are vested after 3 years of service. Once they turn 62, they get at least $57,000 a year. The benefit is maxed out at $1.9 million after playing 11 seasons. NFL players are also vested after 3 seasons. They earn $470 a month for each year they played. So according to The Street, Brett Favre played 20 years, will get about $112,000 a year once he turns 55. Yeah. Any questions about what sport you want to steer your kid to? The Major League Baseball Players Association, man. Talk about having it, got it right. And, you know, when baseball has a strike, nobody gets out of line. Pretty amazing. So I looked up MLB's pension last night. Okay? So if you made... Hold on. Let me find it. Stand by. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Like, talk about your holy shit moments. Listen to this. It gives a couple of scenarios. I'll read you one of them. This is class 9. So if you played after 1990, you're a class 9 benefit category. There's other classes based on collective bargaining agreements and when you played, blah, 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 blah. So you're under that contract. Anyway, Michael has, this is their example, Michael has 10 years of credited service and retires at the age of 60. His highest 3 consecutive average annual compensation was $120,000. Michael's benefit is figured from the fixed benefit table for Class 9 participants with average compensation greater than $68,212,000. Okay, so there's 2 classes of payouts. One is for people that make more than 68. One is for people that make less than 68. And that is your annual compensation in the highest 3 years of where you made money. Okay, using the benefit table, here's what you get. Fixed benefits, $12,500 a month. Variable benefits, $2,500 a month. Michael's total monthly retirement benefit, $15,000 a month, and 100% medical. This example is for illustrative purposes only. This example does not reflect changes in the value of Michael's variable fund units resulting from investments, earnings, and losses. So what they're saying is that's probably a lowball figure because the stock market doesn't go down. Can you imagine that? $15,000 a month. And they keep revising it up because they don't have enough people drawing and they keep making more money. They keep getting more money. Email. Good morning. The email is entitled, Holy Shit. Good morning, Mac. Lifetime medical from MLB for one day. Tie your son's right hand behind his back at a young age. Have him throw lefty. Damn. You think? Right? Only the dumb among us wouldn't do that. Yeah, how about that? I mean, and when you compare them to the other leagues, it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, so if you go through, there was an article that I saw about David Ortiz. Yeah, here it is. As I was searching for what I just read you, I found this. Big Pappy and other retired baseball players can get a $210,000 a year pension. And the way you do that is you don't start drawing on your pension until you're age 62. So you've maxed out your service time. You made over $68,000 a year. So at age 62, if you begin drawing it, you're going to make $210,000 a year. That's your pension. Crazy stuff, isn't it? Yeah, get your kid's ass out there. How about this? One day, medical for life. And that's not just for you either. It's for your family. Pretty amazing. Yeah. So, what are you doing with your grandson? Going out and throwing the ball with that little doofus today. You're going to turn him into a baseball player. Get him into an off-season program. But, Grandpa, I want to play football and soccer. Sorry, son. We're going to the batting cages today. You got to learn how to play. Why? I only like to play baseball in the summer. Shut up. Shut up. Shut your yap. You'll thank me later. As I said, President's at the United Nations. He's going to speak today. And then, we're one day closer to Thursday, which is evidently the day that, gonna be the showdown for Supreme, Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. He went on Fox News last night, the Martha McCallum Report, or whatever she calls her show. And, he said, hey, I'm not going away. This is ridiculous. So, almost Trumpian. Double down on it. Don't run from it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Again, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, and then I saw a story where another woman said that her story couldn't be corroborated, that he exposed himself at a party. Okay, like, so now you're not going to become a Supreme Court judge because of something that you did when you were 17, right? Because you did something sophomoric at the age of 17, something stupid. Good God, man. It's amazing to me. So Thursday ought to be interesting. And so it'll be riveting drama to watch that whole thing happen. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We'll check the news headlines here in a minute. General Furness is going to join us here a little bit, and we're going to get an update from Camp Lejeune. So you'll hear him, and then after that, Gunner will join us today. So all of that. Here's another email. I can tell by the way you read that you're not making it up, but I have to tell you that it is jaw-dropping. Anybody who is on a roster gets medical benefits for life? I knew I should have tried harder in sports. I knew I should have tried harder in sports. Damn it. Yeah, how about that? And 15, and then he goes on, $15,000 a month. That's not bad. You think you could get by on that? I wonder what percentage of people involved in baseball actually pull that down. I'd be curious about the statistics in terms of longevity for a baseball player. Certainly the stars would do it, but it's not like the stars need that money. That's chump change. They probably farm it out to their family, for God's sakes. That's true. If you're making the kind of money they make in, I saw something about David Ortiz, the money he made, and it was hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's just his salary, right? Didn't count endorsements or anything else he did. So doing all right. Doing all right. Anyway. What else? No, we'll check the news. Anything else? Yeah, I got to go to the VA today. And then I said I'm excited about that because I always have fun there. And then Colleen's got a volleyball game. So get to go watch her play at our school finally. It's like we don't have home volleyball games. So we're going to have one today. So I'm actually kind of fired up about that. So we'll do that. And then Gunner's going to join us. So there you have it. We'll get the day going. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. Good morning to you. Everybody needs to relax, all right? We don't need to play it a second time. This is dedicated to all you grandparents that are going to go out there today and motivate your little grandkid. Yeah? When they start whining, don't pay any attention to them. Just throw the ball back at them. Either catch it or it's going to hit you in the face, killer. That's the way we do it here. Let's go. Get with the program.
Our flag comes through to America. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You got to win.
Okay, the best way to make sure you win is to become a Major League Baseball player. All right, you will crush it. All right, let me do Marine Land temperatures, and then I'm going to read you what they get. It's hilarious. Honestly, it's. And I've been around it, so I know, but it's even worse now. It's even better now. It's amazing. Cloudy in 71 in Quantico. Camp Lejeune's got clouds at 81 with two weather warnings. So, you know we have to investigate that. There's a beach hazard statement and a small craft advisory. So that means you got winds and some shit going on there. All right, that's a technical term for it. Some shit going on there. What I wanted to see was there any rain in the forecast? And the answer to that is none to speak of. All right. So you got. Oh, I take that back. The forecast for today is for an afternoon thunderstorm and a high of 84. For Wednesday, clouds and 89. Wednesday night, thunderstorms and a high of 70. On Thursday, thunderstorms and 85. So, rain back in the forecast. No bueno. Granbury, Texas, cloudy and 75. Big Timber, Montana, continues its cooling trend. 44 degrees under cloudy skies. 29 Palms, sun and 72. Pendleton, clouds and 68. Okinawa, Japan's got a couple of weather warnings. Dark, cloudy and 81. So, pretty normal there. And in Helmand province of Afghanistan, the home of Task Force Southwest, it is special purpose MAGTAF stuff, kind of stuff. 86 degrees under clear skies early in the evening at the home of All Marine Radio, Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, a beautiful Southern California. It is cloudy and 65 degrees, looking for a high of 74 today, 80 tomorrow. And 81 on Thursday, with not a cloud scheduled to be in the sky, because we schedule shit like that out here. No matter what the gunner says. This is what got me to look at this stuff. Hey Mac, I think Major League Baseball get a road per diem of $300 per day if I'm close? ? So you're getting paid $25,000 per year, and you're also entitled to $300. What do you mean 25? Who's making $25,000 a year? I think there's he's missing a zero there. How about you're making a lot? What's the major league? What's Major League Baseball minimum salary? I want to say it's $350,000. MLB minimum salary 2018. MLB minimum player salary. This is salary in thousands of U.S. dollars, okay? In 2018, it was $545,000. That's the minimum salary. Do your breathing exercises. Damn. Yeah, so, okay, $500,000 is your salary. And the email goes on. And you're also entitled to $300 per day for strippers and poker. Where do I sign up? That's the problem. You can sign up anywhere. Probably just, like most of us, aren't good enough. Okay, so listen to this. If you make the team, it gets even, life gets cushier. Whenever possible during the regular and post-seasons, team must pay for first-class jet, air, and hotel accommodations for any required travel. If first class is not available, club shall provide the next highest premium seat. If for whatever reason players have to suffer the indignities of sitting in coach, the club shall provide three seats for each two players and first class meals. Travel must be by plane, not bus, by the most direct route. And starting in 2018, all flights must be nonstop. Who's in charge of that shit? Yeah, that would be the players. When it comes to accommodations, it's pretty much putting on the Ritz. Starting this year, for example, all hotels utilized by the club must have meals available in-room and otherwise until at least 1 a.m. In addition, each player traveling with his club on the road shall have private rooms from spring training through the postseason. And you don't have to worry about sleeping in. Teams are required to offer two trips from the hotel to the stadium, one early and one late. That way you don't have to take a cab. It used to be that there was one trip from the hotel to the stadium. If you wanted to go out early and hit or you had physical therapy or something you had to do, you had to take a cab. And then the bus was scheduled at a certain time, and it went from the hotel to the stadium. Players certainly don't have to fear going hungry. They get $102 a day for any day on the road. Even travel day perks are detailed. If you have to report for a flight before noon or arrive home after 6 p.m., you get the entire $102 a day meal money. But if you leave afternoon or arrive home before 6, you only get $51. You have to suck that one up on your own. That's amazing, isn't it? I think it is. Yeah. Hey, get your grandkids' ass down to the park. Get him down to the park. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, check headlines, more of All Marine Radio on a Tuesday. Coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. And we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the grunt.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for so. You. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
I want to walk you to a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the air.
Winning. Like winning like baseball players, well, maybe not like that, but
I wanna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I dream, yeah, I let it all out, but right now. Just me, alone and
winning, crushing it. They have it. Peyton Davis singing about winning. Uh-oh, the president speaking at the UN. Standing room only. You should see this thing. I don't know. I don't remember it always being like this. But there's like everybody in their seat. There's a ton of interesting news. Hold on.
It has been my highest honor to represent the United States abroad. I have forged close relationships and friendships and strong partnerships with the leaders of many nations in this room, and our approach has always yielded incredible change.
The president will, I don't know how long that's going to go. You'll probably hear that tomorrow. We'll talk about it. I'll start it and stop it. I'll give you my analysis of what he had to say. All right. Marine Corps stories. The CFT and PFT are about to change. About to get more difficult. Okay? After poring over the latest fitness data, the Marine Corps is about to make PFT and CFT changes. Both will be more difficult for every Marine. Changes include reduced rest time between CFT events, higher minimums and maximums for pull-ups on the female PFT, and a new minimum score of 150 to pass either fitness test. The changes were posted in a force-wide message on Monday. Female Marines will now be expected to rip out more pull-ups on the PFT. One of the biggest changes was the maximum and minimum numbers for female Marines in the 26 to 30 age brackets. Yeah. Those female Marines will soon be required to do a minimum of 4 pull-ups and a maximum of 12. The Corps decided to make the pull-up event for female Marines more challenging in light of recent data that shows female Marines were crushing pull-ups. Female Marines are doing a tremendous job on their pull-ups, Colonel Stephen Arms, the director of Force Fitness Division, said in an interview with Marine Corps Times. During this year's PFT, 71% of the 10,018 women opted to do pull-ups on the PFT over push-ups, and those women averaged 7 pull-ups, which was the max. Now, what do we do when that stuff happens? We raise the max. Yeah, boom. Boom. That'll teach you. Let's see if they talk about the CFT. The Marine Corps is going to require a minimum of 150 pounds of CFT. Bah, 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 bah. Rest breaks in between the CFT events are also about to get a lot shorter. Marines used to have a 5-minute break, rest break, before the start of the next fitness event. Now they'll get only 3 minutes. The change was made to make the CFT a little harder and aligns the Commandant of the Marine Corps with the Commandant's goal to ensure the CFT retains reasonable, fair, and challenging, according to our. The CFT changes will not go into effect for another year. They'll go into effect July of 2019. So that in the news. That's right, stud muffins. Get out there and get your PT on. Actor Al Matthews, Marine veteran who played Gunnery Sergeant Apone in Aliens, dies at the age of 75. He had his cigarette-chomping gunny. Vietnam-era Marine and actor Al Matthews passed away at his home in Spain at the age of 75. Yeah, he was in Aliens. Duncan Hunter won't go on trial before... Y'all, everybody remembers Duncan Hunter, right? In case you don't, he had this to say about overdrafts in his bank account to the tune of, I can't remember, $36,000. Oh, there you go.
There's nothing illegal about being poor. Okay? I don't think there's anything illegal about not having money in your bank account.
There's not. But we don't generally define congressmen who make $200,000 as poor. Okay? Now, if we compared you to baseball players, you might be poor. But you, in and of yourself, you're not poor. Okay? Well, good news for Duncan Hunter. He's not going to go on trial. He can campaign and take on those charges after he gets done getting reelected. So Republicans, I'm sure, breathe a sigh of relief. Congratulations to them. The Marine Corps killed the AAV, our amphibious vehicles, right? Not the new one, the old one. Upgrade program. The service executed a stop work order on August 27th to SAIC, which was under contract to perform survivability upgrades to the 40-year-old plus AAV fleet to include new tracks to enhance mobility as well as increased underbelly armor, blast mitigating seats, a new engine and transmission along with assorted suspension upgrades. So they'll finish stuff they have currently ongoing, and then all work will be terminated. The AV does not meet the needs of the modern Marine Corps. The decision was also motivated by the expected mobility and survivability demonstrated by the ACV, along with planned lethality, which will ensure that our Marines have the firepower and survivability to succeed in a future fight. That thing has wheels, too, just so you know. Doesn't have tracks. Kind of weird looking at it. Next story. USS Russia supplying missile defense system to Syria would be a significant escalation. So, remember we talked last week about the Russians shooting down their own aircraft? Or was it the Iranians manning Syrian air defense batteries trying to shoot down Israelis? Or was it Syrians at the helm of those weapons? So that's the question. Who actually shot the missile? Okay. So the Israelis are being taken to task because the Russians say the Israelis used their approaching Su-21 reconnaissance aircraft as kind of cover for them to their fighters to like fly in. Pretty different profile, bros, I'm not going to lie to you. One's flying, the others fly like this. Okay, so the Russians trying to get out of being embarrassed. Now the question is, who pulled the trigger? Was it Russians manning the Syrian battery? Do we think the Russians would allow the Syrians to man it? I don't think so. The Russians would watch that shit show and say, probably not. Okay, and if the Iranians are around, are they manning it? Well, that's an interesting little thought, Mac. No wonder you host this radio show. So the Russians have used that pretense to say we're going to introduce the S-300 anti-air defense system to Syria. The Israelis said, we don't want any part of that stuff, blah, blah, blah. But if you do it, just understand that we're going to whack that. We have no intention of being stopped in defending Israel. The United States has said, yeah, that's not a good idea. So, anyway, here's a prediction. The Russians' technology will be embarrassed again. Okay? Trust me, the weapons are out there to defeat it, right? And it'll be defeated. Whether it has to be destroyed on the ground by missiles prior to going in, then that will be done. But the Israelis don't take no. Next story. New rules. High and tights for sailors who serve with Marines. What? Sailors have been a protected class of citizen when they serve with Marines. Hey, who's the dude with the long hair? Oh, that's Doc. Hey, Doc. Hey, sir, what's going on? No more. Listen to this. Cormorant will no longer be exempt from Marines first sergeant's orders to police their mustaches. Sailors wearing Marine Corps uniforms are now subject to the service's grooming standards, officials said Friday, in a slew of new standards. Right? Remember we talked about the Navy has had an issue, and that is discipline. Okay? And discipline how? All forms, it needs to be tightened up. Because it's bled throughout that service, and now they're trying to reel it in. Love this, though, right? That means corpsmen, chaplains, get their shit tightened up, too, chaps. Get to the barbershop there, bro. And any other Navy personnel sporting those Marine pattern camis might need to hit the barbershop for their first big high and tight haircut. Cannot wait. Right? Listen to this shit. So any sailor that wears Marine uniforms, right, is subject to Marine Corps grooming standards. Eccentric rings and bracelets, including thumb rings and brightly colored bracelets, I could do this, are a no-go in uniform. Rings and bracelets can only be gold, silver, copper, gray, tan, brown, black, white, or light pink, according to the Navy admin that was just released. They must be made of certain materials, like natural metals, wood, plastic, or silicone. Rings are limited to one per hand, with the exception of wedding engagement ring sets, double-stacked wedding rings, with academy or educational sets. Women must keep their nails trimmed to a quarter inch with rounded or oval shapes. Men's nails cannot extend past the fingertips. What kind of shit show do they have going in the Navy? Can't do pull-ups because you got long fingernails. Women are allowed to wear conservative nail polishes. Anything considered decorative or loud, including glitter, stripes, purple, yellow, green, nail polish is off limits. The Navy, man, they're going to get approved safety boots. So, congratulations. New skirts and slacks. Wear tests for female officers and chief petty officers have been wrapped up, resulting in improved design of the lower waist and reduced rise service uniform slacks. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, but whatever, it's improved. Affected immediately, commanding officers are authorized to allow coyote brown ball caps to be worn with coveralls and flight suits. Coyote brown. Yeah. There you have it. So, and you can wear it. So, Navy. Getting motivated. All right, top five stories in Early Bird. I told you, there's a lot of news today, man. And then General Finesse coming up. President, we believe that trade must be fair and reciprocal. Hello? Disappearing middle class in the United States. Hold on. Hello? 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 What do you mean you want to trade fair? It's been like this forever. You pay for our military. Well, we don't really have a military. You pay for yours. You defend everybody. It's what you do. And you give us good breaks on trade. Hello? America? Hello? Come in. Hello? Yeah, come on, man. Anyway, so, let's see. Top five stories in Early Bird. Here you go. Number one, the Air Force picks a winner for its Huey replacement helicopter contract. In an upset, a Boeing Leonardo team has won a $2.3 billion contract to manufacture a new batch of helicopters to replace the Air Force's UH-1 November Huey used to guard the service's nuclear base silos. Missile silos. That's how that reads. Next, Bolton, U.S. troops staying in Syria until Iran leaves. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The U.S. will keep a military presence in Syria until Iran withdraws its forces, a top Trump administration official, John Bolton, said on Monday. Yeah, remember there was that whole discussion, Trump's going to get us out of there, blah, 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 blah. Thank God somebody put him in check and said, hey, this is the plan. Got it? And he looked and said, got it. Thanks, boys. This is going to be awesome. It's a great policy. Going to be incredible. Secretary Mattis looks for a way ahead after China scraps military talks. I'll get to that in a second. Dugong activists appealed to U.S. court for a ruling on the Okinawa base transfer. I don't know why I can't talk. It's an issue, though, honestly. Seeking to protect the endangered dugong. Citizens of Okinawa have appealed to a U.S. District Court ruling in August that allowed the construction of a new U.S. military base in Okinawa. What is a dugong? Anybody have any idea? I don't. A dugong. A dugong is seen in the waters off northern Okinawa in May 2014. Well, we're not in the water. That's the Navy, man. What is it? Hold on. It looks like some kind of what do they call that? Like a pilot whale that's got that, like, radar dome on its head? Yeah. Dugong is a medium-sized marine mammal. It is one of the four living species of the order of Sirenia, which also includes three species of manatees. There you have it. It is the only representative of the once-diverse family, Dugong of the... La, 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 the closest modern relative. Weight 650 pounds for an adult. It's an omnivore. There you have it. Yeah. Did you know that? Probably not. That's why you listen to All Marine Radio for stuff like that. Okay. So now that we got the dugong activists in the mix for the battle over Okinawa, next, is that the fifth story? No, that's the fourth. Power couple, wife of airman who survived most catastrophic wounds in history, vying for cover of Maxim magazine. So, good-looking guy and girl. Going to be on the cover of Maxim, which always has beautiful people. So good for them. Good for him in particular. Recovering from his wounds and... got a pretty attractive wife. I don't mind telling you that. Okay, so back to these stories. Mattis looked for way ahead after China scrapped military talks. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Monday he was seeking a way ahead for military ties with China after Beijing postponed military talks in protest at last week's U.S. decision to impose sanctions over China's purchase of Russian weaponry. Mattis traveled to China in June in an attempt to deepen military-to-military dialogue with Beijing, even as Chinese-U.S. trade tensions climb and anxiety in Washington grows over China's modernization of its armed forces and its increasing muscular military posture in the South China Sea. This is in VOA, which I believe is Voice of America. It couldn't be something else. Quote, we believe that we do have to have a relationship with China, and Secretary Pompeo and I are of one mind on this, Mattis told reporters at the Pentagon. So we're sorting out the way ahead right now. China's defense ministry said it would recall Navy Chief Shen Jinlong from a visit to the United States and postpone planned talks in Beijing between Chinese and U.S. military officials that had been set for next week. It added that China's military reserved the right to take further countermeasures. At the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Eastburn confirmed that the United States military has been informed that China's Navy chief would no longer meet with America's top naval officer, Admiral John Richardson. We have no additional information at this time. On Thursday, the State Department imposed sanctions on China's Equipment Development Department. the branch of the military responsible for weapons procurement, after it engaged in significant transactions with Rosoborone Export, Russia's main arms exporter. The sanctions are related to China's purchase of 10 Su-35 combat aircraft in 2017 and the S-400 surface-to-air missile system-related equipment in 2018, the State Department said. The sanctions are aimed at Russia. They fall under the Countering America's Adversary Through Sanctions Act. China's got to pay. So, yeah, looking for a way ahead with China. But, you know, again, confrontation with China, come on. Like, should we be afraid of that? I don't think so. Bring it on. Well, not maybe not bring it on, but, I mean, look, what are we going to do? Do what we did the last, what, 15 years? Not even pay attention? Secretary of Defense in the news again. Mattis to Iran. Don't even think about taking us on. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis on Monday warned Iran against threatening the U.S. with retaliation after a terror attack over the weekend that killed at least 25. So we talked about it yesterday, the attack on the parade, and then the Iranian statements that the Americans, Saudis, and the Israelis had something to do with it, right? Mattis said it was ludicrous to suggest that we had anything to do with it. We've been clear. They shouldn't have taken us on like that. Mattis said in an informal session with defense reporters at the Pentagon. Anyway, honestly, shocking because you don't see it happen very much. And again, we're talking about Republican guards that were shot. Okay, we're not talking about, you know, somebody balled up on some remote outpost. We're talking about at a parade of the Republican guards. They were shot, and I believe 28 were killed. Another headline: Iran threatens Saudi Arabia after Iran parade attack. Tehran has blamed Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and the U.S. for acting from the shadows in a terror attack on a military parade in Avaz, which is in western Iran along the Iraqi border. Will Iran retaliate with military actions as threatened, or is it just posturing? Well, my sense is they're posturing because they can't take anybody on militarily. Who are they going to take on? The Saudis? Well, they could try that, but guess who's standing right behind the Saudis? Yeah, that would be us. They're going to take on the Israelis? No. The UAE? No, we guarantee them too. So, and again, sucks, man. But when at some point, this stuff comes back to you. So it's pretty interesting reading about this Avaz province in the city of Avaz in the province of Khuzestan, which is in the southwest corner of Iran, okay, which butts up against the northeast corner of Iraq. So in that area where you have the Kurds and all that, yeah, that's where this is. So they were having a parade, and they got dusted to the tune of 28. Afghan governor. This is an interesting little story. The Taliban are, quote, going to win if the death toll continues to rise among Afghan security forces. A provincial governor in Afghanistan says the Taliban are going to win if the death toll among Afghan security forces, which the New York Times reports is doubling the average from 2 years ago, continues unabated. Quote, the Taliban don't want peace because they think they can win the war, said Baghlan Province Governor Abdul Hai Nemadi. If it goes on like this, they're going to win. He added, there is a risk that even this province will collapse if we don't get support. Until now, we have no reserve. Every man we have is fighting without any rest for 10 days now and getting no sleep, and they're tired. So, not really the headline. You can read that story in Task and Purpose. Not really the headline that you want to read. And the story goes on to talk about the efforts ongoing. Question is, where is that province? So let me answer that question for you. Stand by. Just north of Kabul, south of Kunduz, right? So mountainous area, always difficult. That's why you don't fight wars with mountain people, because they tend to be problematic because there's too many places to hide. All right, so Kabul, capital of Afghanistan, is in the center part of the country towards, like, if you divide it up into thirds, a western third, a center third, and an eastern third, right? The eastern third shares a border with Pakistan, and Kabul sits about right in the middle. It's the province north of Kabul. So that's where this governor is saying those things. So not exactly a headline that you want to read. This is pretty interesting because we've been talking about the amphibious Navy and how the Navy doesn't seem to be so interested in it, but a capability that the United States ought to have. Congress sent a message this year that it wants the Navy to build amphibious ships, and it's going to put the money up to do so. Overall, the Navy shipbuilding account got $2.2 billion boost over the $21.9 billion it asked for, but amphibs fared especially well in the deal. The minibus spending bill that advanced out of the Senate and is headed to the House for a final vote funded $350 million for accelerated acquisition of the LPD-17 Flight 2, a somewhat streamlined version of the San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock. That move comes on the heels of Navy awarding Huntington Ingalls Industries, shipbuilders, $165.5 million contract for purchasing long lead time materials in August. So, yeah, we talked about that. So, interesting little move there, because if you ask me, before, Congress was not interested in the amphibious arm of the United States military. And you know how things go, right? Let it atrophy, and then you're sure as hell going to need it. So so good news for the Marine Corps and good news for the amphibious Navy. And this is just a story about John Bolton saying U.S. troops are staying in Syria till Iran leaves. I think in remarks at the Federalist Society where he spoke, quote, this is Bolton, "We're not going to leave as long as Iranian troops are outside Iranian borders, and that includes Iranian proxies and militias." Actually, he said it yesterday in New York for the UN General Assembly. The United States has 2,200 troops that currently serve in Syria. According to the Secretary of Defense, as part of this overarching problem in Syria, we have to address Iran. Everywhere you go in the Middle East, where there's instability, you will find Iran. So in terms of getting to the end state of the Geneva process, Iran, too, has to play a role, which is to stop fomenting trouble. Right now, our troops inside Syria are there for one purpose, and that's under the UN authorization about defeating ISIS, Madison Bolton said that they were on the same sheet of music, but suggested that the U.S. presence would be based on the UN-led peace talks rather than Iran's activities. And then they went on to talk about the Geneva process, which is, you know, what the Russians are supposed to be doing to help promote. So, yeah, how about that? All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you'll hear Brigadier General David Furness. We're going to get an update from Camp Lejeune here on a Tuesday. So don't touch that dial. All Marine Radio continues on your home for it. The All Warrior Radio Network, next.